Around 400 martial arts athletes, plus officials and supporters, descend on Pullman Arena this weekend for the New Zealand Taekwondo Championships. A number of world champions and rising stars taking part. One of those competing and coaching is a current world champion, Courtney Weir, who joins us now. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks. Thanks for joining us today. I know you've got plenty on your plate this weekend. Current world champion. That's pretty big. Talk us through that event in Germany earlier this year.
Yeah, so it was a pretty big tournament for myself. I did very well. I'm quite happy with my results. I was competing in the first degree senior female patterns or forms, and that was on day one for me. And yes, I came away with the gold medal and title of world champion.
Wonderful, good stuff. These are good numbers competing at the New Zealand Taekwondo Champs. What's the reason for the good numbers that have been attracted to this event?
I think it's probably one of two reasons. One, that we have such a great competitive culture here in New Zealand in our Taekwondo. So we do get people from all over New Zealand who wish to compete and represent their regions. It's a great pride to be part of that team kind of going for their trophy, as well as Counties Manukau, who are hosting this year's tournament, as well as the reigning champions, put on a really, really well-organised tournament. And so it kind of attracted a lot more participants, particularly from the Counties Manukau and Auckland North region, as it's very close for us within driving distance. So we've had quite a few entries from those two regions in particular.
Tell us about the different aspects of the Taekwondo Nationals, Courtney. It's not just the sparring, is it?
No. So we have a multitude of events. We have the patterns or forms, which is one of my favourites, obviously, as well as the sparring. And we have what is known as specialty technique, which is flying techniques where you have to jump and kick boards at certain heights with different techniques, as well as power breaking, which is another event that I participate in, which is breaking a set number of boards with different techniques. So those are the four individual events that we have, as well as we have team events, which is where you participate in those events in a team. So for patterns, you stylize the pattern and choreograph it a little bit. With sparring, you spar one at a time, versing another team, as well as the specialty and power, where you can go in and you perform one of the set techniques each from your team. There's also another event which is called pre-arranged sparring, which is where you and a partner kind of choreograph a fight sequence, and that is scored based on your techniques and being delivered correctly, as well as being stylized and kind of put on a bit of a show. It's a great watch.
Terrific. What sort of ages are the competitors in general, Courtney? And is everybody who's competing a black belt?
No, so this national tournament is open from yellow belts and above. So it doesn't matter how old you are. If you hold a yellow belt, you are eligible to compete. And I think we have competitors who are in what we class as a veteran age group, and that is anybody over the age of kind of 55. So they have their own divisions as well. So it's a wide range of participants, ages, skill levels. We have those who have come from representing New Zealand at the World Championships to those whose this is their first national tournament. So it's really great to see everybody come together and compete on the mats at the same time, regardless of what level you are at. It's brilliant to watch.
Do you believe being involved in Taekwondo and martial arts in general is good for the whole person, if you know what I mean? I mean, does it make you a better person being involved in Taekwondo?
Oh, absolutely. We have in Taekwondo, we have five tenets, which is courtesy, integrity, perseverance, self-control, and indomitable spirit. I also instruct, and so I try and get my students, particularly my younger students, to really try and see that they can apply these tenets not only in Taekwondo, but in their schooling, in the workplace, in their own personal lives as well. So it's really great use of being able to apply those tenets in more than one area, and it really helps benefit you as a whole person, and progressing through the belts helps you really to focus in and know what it is you need to work on, and that dedication that you put in there, you can again put into your studies or into your work or into your family.
Tremendous. Hey, Courtney, thanks for joining us. It's been a great opportunity to chat to you. All the best for a great weekend.
Oh, no, thank you very much. My pleasure.